Again, we're glad to see everybody that's here tonight. We're here to preach the gospel, and it's a great privilege to be able to, if I'm not one to go out into the street and tell people you're a sinner, you're going to hell, but when it's in this setting, we're quite comfortable to share the good news of the gospel. We're not here to beat anybody up or drag anybody down. We're here to tell you that Christ, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, came into this world and he died on the cross. And we were singing there about the blood. And if you're under that blood, there's a story in the Old Testament about the Passover. Some people still keep the Passover today, and that's what it's all about, was they were to take a lamb and they were to shed the blood and put it on the doorposts and the upper lintel of their home. And when the destroying angel come through and seen that blood, he passed on and no one died in that home. And it's a great picture of the gospel. Anyway, we're going to speak to God in prayer before we start. Father in heaven, we'd just come before you now and thank you for this great privilege to be able to share this good news, the great news of the gospel. And it doesn't matter how bad of a sinner or what their circumstances have been in life, all can be covered under this blood. We just pray for the meeting now and pray for the listeners and the speakers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, when Kevin asked me to speak, he said that David was going to be speaking with me. And I'm not a public speaker, but you'll see when David gets up, he's a professional preacher. That's what he makes his living doing, and he's very good at it. So, David and I kind of have a complicated relationship, so this is something I want to explain, and I want to explain it for a reason. Is David, everybody always thought David and I were brothers because David's only 4 years older than me. But David is the oldest of eight kids, or the youngest of eight kids. And my father's the oldest of eight kids. So David and I were always together. And so that makes David my uncle, but David and I are also brothers. And we're brothers because we've been born again. And some churches today will tell you that you're born a Christian. You're a Christian because you've been born into a family. But that's not true. The Bible teaches us very clearly that each of us needs to be forgiven for our sins. And the Lord Jesus came into this world and he went to the cross and he shed his blood. And if we have a personal relationship, if we're born again, then we're born into the family of God and we're brothers in Christ. Anyway, let's open our Bibles, first of all, to Genesis, the first book in your Bible. Something else I want to mention, and I do this most times when I speak. The Bible is God's Word, and we tell stories out of the Bible, because they all point towards Christ and towards, they tell us about God and about man. But it's a history book. These are true stories. These really happened. These were men and women like you and I. And Genesis was the first book of the Bible. And anyways, Genesis chapter 22. And this is a story, but it's a beautiful picture. The Bible's full of pictures and full of, it's like a picture book. Genesis chapter 22, and this is about a man named Abraham. And Abraham was given a promise. When Abraham was 80 years old, him and his wife still had no children. And God promised Abraham, he said, I'm going to make a great nation out of you, and they're going to be like the sand of the sea in numbers. And they're going to inhabit the earth. And So when Abraham was 80 years old, he had a son. And I believe he was about 100 years old when this story took place. And this is, we'll read the story. We'll start in at verse number 1. Came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. This is because of his son. And he said unto him, Abraham. Abraham said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. And I was thinking this morning about this story. I was thinking yesterday as I was working there. Abraham is a picture of God. John chapter 3 and verse 16 tells us, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I think this is kind of a picture of that with Abraham here. Because he only had the one son and God was tempting him here. And he said, verse 2, And get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. Can you imagine now he's 100 years old and his son is 20, I believe now somewhere in that area. And he took his son Isaac and verse 3, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for a burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. I don't know if Abraham really believed that he was going to have to kill his son, but he went because God told him. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father. Now Isaac is kind of wondering what's, you can imagine, they're going to make an offering to God, and he had seen Abraham lots of times take an animal and kill that animal and offer it on the altar and burn, and the smell of that went up, and that brought Abraham blessing. And so Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood. So he's saying, We've got fire and we've got wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. And that's pointing towards Christ. I think that's probably what Abraham meant, whether or not he realized. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son. Now here's us in our sin. He bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And that's a picture of us tonight. We're bound with our own sins. We're helpless. And we're very vulnerable. And Abraham stretched forth his hand. And he took the knife to slay his son. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death, the Bible tells us. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And this is like the Lord Jesus now. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. So this ram, seems like they didn't even see this ram caught behind them. But here this ram is taken. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. So that Abraham went and took that ram. He unbound his son, let him go. And they took that ram and Imagine the feeling that Isaac had as that lamb was taken and slain on that altar, and then the fire would be put under the wood and it would be burned up. And that's a picture of us tonight. We're born sinners. We're sinners. We sin because we're sinners. And that's because we're born into the family of Adam. We're born, and God can't allow sin into heaven. So each one of us has to have a personal relationship. I think most here tonight understand this, but I was kind of enjoying this. Even as Christians, we can enjoy these pictures and these stories. And so Abraham was able to go free, and he lived a great life after this. He had many sons and daughters, and so, but he would have died that day had it not been for that ram. And that ram is a picture of Christ. So let's turn over now to our New Testament. Our Bible's divided into the Old Testament, which is a lot of history and some prophecy, and then the New Testament is more about the Lord Jesus. It's all about the Lord Jesus and our relationship with him. So let's go to John chapter 1. There's just one verse here I'd like to read. And this is talking about the Lord Jesus, and I thought it was kind of, after reading about the lamb, and how it took Isaac's place. So John the Baptist here, he's in the world, and he's preaching the gospel of Jesus that's coming, he's telling them. And so this day, he's in verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and he saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And that's, the Lord Jesus was, he actually came into this world, and he lived a perfect life. He proved that he was God's son, and that he was perfect, and then he died, the Lamb of God. And he died there. So let's turn over then to same book, John chapter 11. I just want to read a couple of verses here. And this is the Lord Jesus himself that's speaking here in verse 25 and 26. And in the Bible, you'll see there's most Bibles, there's black print and then there's red print. And that's the Lord Jesus is actually saying. So Jesus said unto her in verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. And here's salvation. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And you know, some people complicate believing. But I was thinking, when you go down to the water and you want to cross to the other side, you'll whether you go to the bridge or whether you go to a boat, you believe that bridge is strong enough, or that boat is strong enough to take you to the other side. So that gets you in the boat or the bridge. That bridge takes you across, or that boat. And that's the Lord Jesus. We get all caught up on believing and on trusting and on, but it's nothing to do with us. It's all to do with him and putting our faith on him. And he is willing and able to take us across to the other side. And so then, one more reading before I sit down. I just thought I really enjoyed this. Romans chapter 8. I love Romans. I always have to read in Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verses 38 and 39. This is what Christ has brought us into. And this is the Apostle Paul that's speaking here. He says, For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. And then he goes on further. He says, nor height, don't matter how high or how, nor depth, how low we've been in sin, I was thinking. Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I just was, had a few minutes, I was opening a meeting for David, and I hope somebody can get something out of what I said.